You're listening to Partnership Aligned Podcast, hosted by Ilana Israel. If you're a woman and you want to feel happier and more connected to your partner, and you're not afraid to do the inner work that it takes to get there, then this is the podcast for you. Hey guys, welcome back. I hope you had a great week. I had an amazing week. Not only am I getting ready to start this group program, but I also took a really big risk and I practiced clear, vulnerable communication in my relationship. It was a risk because I wasn't sure how the receiving end would take it. But as I always say, the success of a conversation is not based on how the other person responds. It's based on whether you showed up aligned with yourself or not. And I definitely showed up aligned with myself. So I'm feeling really good about that. Are you able to communicate with your partner in a clear, direct, vulnerable way? Without added drama or past anger interfering with your message? If not, I want to teach you how. I am starting my brand new coaching program this week, and I want to invite you into it. This program is for women who want to have a more connected partnership, but struggle with their feelings, their self-image, and lack of communication skills. I am an expert in these areas, and I can help you get through anything that's in your way. You deserve to have your own back. You deserve to connect more deeply, and you deserve to feel happier in your day-to-day life. So if you're interested, you can scroll down and click on the link for more info. If you email me in the next few days, I'll give you that introductory 25% off of that listed price. Okay, so now on to today's topic, which is victimhood. Victimhood is probably one of the biggest obstacles I see in relationships. If you listen to last week's episode, you'll hear me talk all about not taking things personally and feeling better about yourself. If you are someone who takes things personally all the time, it's possible that you are living in victim land. So, how do you know if you are? And why is this even a problem? And what do you do about it? These are the questions I'm tackling in this episode. So, let's start with the definition of a victim mindset. There are many definitions online, but my definition for the victim mindset is the constant searching for how others are in the fault and for how you are not. That's what I see when I coach a woman on her marriage while she's in victim mode. Her husband is the problem. Everything he says and does is a problem. Meanwhile, she's just hurting and not really contributing to the problem. Now, some women will admit that they are contributing to the dynamic, but insist that their partner is the one that needs to change, or that their partner is more of the bad guy. So here are some signs that you might be in victim mentality. You evade responsibility and place blame on others in your life. You are not proactive in seeking solutions. You catastrophize problems. You're looking to connect with others who will co-sign your victimhood. You have negative self-talk and you self-sabotage regularly. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to identify this mindset as a problem, but let's talk about the two biggest ways that I see this interfere in relationships. The first one is in your relationship with you. I mean, if you're in a victim mindset, then you are completely disempowered. You have now given away all your power, all your agency to your partner. If they act in a way that's suitable to you, then you're good. And if they don't, then you're devastated. You have no power because you have no initiative to be the one in control of your own emotional life. The second problem shows up in your relationship with your partner. I mean, first of all, let's call a spade a spade. Victim mentality is highly unattractive, right? Like, self-pity is not a good look on anyone. But aside from that, if you are in the victim role with your partner, then that means you'll never have a clear picture of what's going on in your relationship. You'll never see where you contribute to the issue, and therefore where you can find solution. And you'll always be attention-seeking. Everything will be about you and your feelings. It's a one-sided relationship, emotionally speaking. Now, victim mentality comes from actually being a victim at some point, so it's important to know that there is an actual root to this issue, and it's not just you being a baby. And as I'm speaking on this topic, you may be identifying your partner as the one in the victim role. I see that a lot too. Regardless of whether it's you or your partner, having some compassion for the fact that this behavior, just like any other undesirable behavior, comes from pain. Maybe you were actually victimized as a child in some way. Or maybe you had a mother with a strong victim mentality, so it's a learned behavior. This is actually one of the reasons I strongly suggest you take a look at your own victim role and make changes now so that you don't pass it on to your kids. So what do you do if you are stuck in a victim role? Well, I recently had a session with a client who finally stopped blaming her partner and started looking at herself. It was beautiful. I mean, she released her partner from filling the void that she has and became ready to fill it herself. We talked about some tangible, concrete things that she can start doing on a daily basis to start this process. Plus, we coached very deeply on the root of this void. For her, the victim voice always told her that she was in this alone. But the truth is, she's not. If she asks her partner for help, he gives it to her. But because she believes that she's in this on her own, she does it all herself and doesn't ask for help, therefore creating a reality where she is in this all alone. Fascinating, right? And this is what we do. We have a core belief or a core fear, and then we make it real, like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Our thoughts actually do create our results. Once we identified why she had this core belief, she was able to release some emotion around it. There is still much work to be done, but we now have a much clearer plan on how to heal her relationship with herself and with her partner. So the first step is just to admit it. Gain some awareness over your own victim mentality. What is that victim sentence in your head? Is it like my client telling you that you're all alone? Or maybe it's, no one understands me, or I'll never get what I want. Whatever it is, you have to start taking responsibility for how you live this out. Victims continue to be victims. That's just the way it is. When a victim starts to identify as a survivor, that's when the magic happens. Now, once you've admitted that you're stuck in a victim role, it's time to engage in some self-care and some self-compassion. Be nice to yourself, both in thoughts and actions. This takes some practice, especially the thoughts part, but it's worth the work. I mean, listen, the next 6 months of your life are going to pass one way or the other. Do you want to spend those months continuing to be in a victim mentality, just stuck? Or do you want to do the work to get empowered and contribute to the solution in your marriage? Start by identifying some of the actions that you take as a victim. Do you sit and sulk? Do you sabotage? Do you lash out? Do you shut down? I mean, what's the action that plays out your victimhood? Once you've identified that, ask yourself, who would I be if I didn't participate in that action? What would be possible for me? What would I be able to communicate if I didn't hide behind my victimhood? These questions are so powerful. Then engage in some kind of self-care activity that is empowering. When I coach a client, I'm able to help her identify what that might be based on her personality and her needs. But it might be a daily meditation. It might be some kind of martial arts, some guided journaling. Whatever it is, a victim doesn't take care of themselves because they don't have the power to. But you do have that power because you are not a victim. You are a woman working on self-empowerment and solution-focused relationships. Now, if you're resonating with this topic, but you need some guidance, I am here for you. Shoot me an email and tell me about the flavor of your victimhood. I'll give you some feedback and a first step. And of course, if you're ready to really change, my program is available to you as well, as long as you're willing to do the work and feel better. All right, guys, have an amazing week, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard today, then show some love, rate the show, and leave a review. And take a screenshot, post it on Instagram, and tag me at Partnership Aligned. And don't forget to check the show notes for your free copy of my 21 questions that will bring you and your partner closer than ever. If there's one thing that I want you to get out of this show, it's that a healthy relationship, it always starts with a healthier you.